Recognizing the growing number of homeless in Pinellas County and the increase in deaths among them, the Pinellas County Coalition for the Homeless coordinated the 30-minute memorial services. At Pinellas Hope, candles were lit by several of the temporary residents in remembrance of those among them who had died, and a free meal was available to all following the observance. Father Joe Diaz is from Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Clearwater. He said his parish does a lot of work with the homeless throughout the year, and he was at the memorial service to honor those who died but did not have anyone to mourn them, Diaz said.
We're all related to each other. Every person that dies or every person that's born, in my opinion, is my brother or sister. And so I cannot imagine myself not caring about those whom God has made. And as you and I both know, it's getting worse right now, so therefore whatever we can do is all the more necessary.
Each year since 1990, the National Homeless Persons Memorial Day is held on or around the first day of winter, the longest and darkest day of the year. Lynn Edmonds, a volunteer at Pinellas Hope, said a memorial service lets the homeless know that they are not alone in the world and they do matter. It gives them the same dignity that average citizens experience when they die, Edmonds said, and it is especially important to remember the homeless this time of year.
When I look at the little manger outside where the nativity is set up within a tent, it reminds me that, yes, how many people will die this winter because they're in the cold, especially up north, or they're ill and they're living in tents outside. And so this is the time of year when a lot of people do die that are homeless. And so it's an apropos time to have that, especially when we make that connection with Christmas and Jesus in the manger and having no place to be given a home. He essentially started out being homeless, and so it's an important connection for these people.
Pinellas Hope was founded as the New Tent City in late 2007 by Catholic Charities along with the City of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County. The original Tent City in downtown St. Petersburg was destroyed by the police in early 2007. Pinellas Hope was created as a temporary 4-month replacement project, but is still going strong. Sheila Lopez of Catholic Charities said Pinellas Hope hopes to allow its residents to reach self-sufficiency before they leave. And after having served 985 homeless with a 52% success rate, Lopez said Pinellas Hope is doing very well. Lisa and John were the names of two of the residents at Pinellas Hope that died over the past few months, Lopez said, and were remembered in the service.
It's important for people to remember those people that have passed for whatever reason, and they are now with God and they can celebrate, and that gives our people hope that they can celebrate too. And it also sobers us a little bit to know that some of them have to change their ways so that it doesn't happen to them. And some is no fault of their own, unfortunately, but if they stay on the street, they have to be safe. And that's why we have places like Pinellas Hope, because they are safe.
Pinellas Hope currently serves 256 temporary residents. Harry Smith is one of those residents who has been homeless periodically for the past 10 years. He said he has battled drug and alcohol addiction and has been in and out of the typical daily temporary shelters. Pinellas Hope, Smith said, is by far the most supportive organization he has encountered. It has helped him with his addiction, and he is currently enrolled in school, Smith said. And the memorial service is something that is very important to the residents who have died before they were able to go back out into the world.
I know, speaking for myself, you know, it would be an honor, you know, had it been, you know, me right now at this very moment, you know, losing my life without having reached my goal of someday having a family, owning a home, you know, having a career that I can rely on, you know, for the rest of my life. You know, I would surely like to be, you know, remembered as a decent person. You know, which I am a decent person.
From St. Jerome's Church in Largo, Julianne Swizzler, a volunteer, said it is very important to surround the homeless with people who care, especially around Christmas.
For the people who can't reach their families, they need to be with other people who care about them that are like family. And I think that a parish that cares about them is as important as family is.
Currently, there are over 5,000 people homeless in Pinellas County, but fewer available emergency or permanent shelters to help them. This evening, additional memorial services are being held at the Joe Chilura Courthouse Square in Tampa and the Gulf Coast Community Care Homeless Shelter in Hudson. For WMNF News in Pinellas Park, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.